Dictation 4, Getty Penrose, P-E-N-R-O-S-E, March 2644, address as a letter to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, Dear Lisa, consultation for Mr. Penrose for Progressive Rising Creatine Inc. comes accompanied with wife. They were not aware of kidney problems in the past. However, back in 22, creatine was elevated with a GFR of 47. There is some degree of frequency, urgency, nocturia, minor incontinence, a stable weight, good appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, he's hard of hearing, no chest pain, palpitation, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, minor neuropathy from diabetes, recent right-sided second toe ulceration, toe is deformed, it was rubbing against the shoe. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes for about 5 years, hypertension probably 10 years, history of Barrett esophagus for what he gets EGD in a regular basis, care at Lansing, denies heart problems, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, no gout, no blood protein in the urine, has enlargement of the prostate, some arthritis pain. Next paragraph, procedures, lumbar surgery, right-sided macular degeneration with shots, adenoiditis as a child, EGD colonoscopy, benign polyps. Next paragraph, side effects, allergy to sulfa. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Januvia, metformin, Lipitor, metoprolol, Losartan, Prilosec, clonidine, aspirin. Recently, Aldactone was discontinued, as well as oxybutynin, and he denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, no smoking present or past, no alcohol. Next paragraph, present weight 245, 72 inches tall. Blood pressure 160 over 90 on the right, 160 over 80 on the left. Decreased hearing, no respiratory distress, bilateral cataracts, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, JVD, lungs are clear, isolated premature beats, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, ascites, masses, no palpable bladder, no bruise, good orthopedic pulses, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are March the 10th. Creatinine has risen 1.95 GFR 34, February 2.17 GFR 30. 2 years ago, creatinine 1.547. There is no blood test in between. A normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, diabetes A1C at 8.1, malanemia 13.3, normal white blood cell platelets. Low level of albumin in the urine at 56 milligrams per gram. a kidney ultrasound just a few days ago, 12.5 right-sided, 10.1 on the left, no obstruction stones, no urinary retention, simple cyst on the left kidney. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, present CKD stage 3B, underlying diabetes, hypertension, hypertension, predominant systolic of the elderly, minimal albumin in the urine, non-nephrotic syndrome, present no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, presently no electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, abnormalities, and minimal degree of anemia. We are going to assess for renal artery stenosis, although there is no other vascular abnormalities by history of physical exam. He's been exposed to Prilosec for a long period because of esophageal reflux and Barrett's esophagus. PPIs are associated to chronic kidney disease. The few biopsies done, an interstitial process. We will assess new chemistries, including a urine sample for eosinophils. Discuss with the patient and family the meaning of advanced renal failure, concerned about progression, and of course, trying to avoid reaching the dialysis range. Symptoms are late in the course of kidney disease for most people with GFR less than 15. All questions answered, end of dictation.